It is Tuesday, November 5th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Ozarks Sun Newspapers, is with me. How are you?
I'm great. How
good.
Are you?
Very good. Thank you.
You know, we are roughly the same age.
Mm-hmm.
To me, wine was strawberry, Boone's Farm strawberry out of a bottle. But there's quite a wine culture now in Northwest Arkansas.
Yes.
That
yes.
doesn't include that.
No.
And if you're interested in wine culture, Eureka Springs Food and Wine Weekend is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And they promised to introduce you to Uruguayan wines.
I'm game.
Yeah, sure. Why not? They say that Uruguay, as of 2011, is fifth behind France, Italy, Spain, and the United States.
Hmm.
Or rather, Argentina is.
Yeah, okay.
And Uruguay is a distant 24th.
Okay.
So you'll get to learn all sorts of new things. There's also food all over Eureka Springs and wine tastings. And it should be great fun. And lectures led by Doug Hostler of Keels Creek Winery and Greg Schneider of Railway Winery. All happening at Keels Creek. The Grand Tavern Restaurant is having special entertainment, Jerry Yester of the Love and Spoonful, along with special meals, and Arkansas Red on the 8th, which is Friday. And other restaurants and businesses participating include Cuisine Karen, Garden Bistro, the Crystal Dining Room, KJ's Carib Restaurant, the Writer's Colony at Dairy Hollow, the Balcony Bar and Restaurant, and the Eureka Springs Farmers Market.
All over the place in Eureka.
You can find out more at EurekaSpringsFoodAndWine.com.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.